Welcome to the bonus track for the JLPT N4 listening section. In this bonus track, we'll do two more practice questions just like we did in Lesson 9. Let's start.
3番
男の子と女の人が話しています。男の子は何を買いますか？
母の日のプレゼントを探しているんですけど、
これはどうでしょう。軽くて書きやすくて人気がありますよ。
いいけど、お母さん使うかな。
そうですか。じゃあこのタオルはどうですか。これから夏になるし、それに安いですよ。
お母さんこの色好きかな。
では、これはいかがですか？小さいけど軽いし、たくさん物が入りますよ。
いいですね。本当に軽い。
あとは、これはどうです？差しやすいので人気があるんですよ。
傘は去年あげたんです。どれをあげようかな。よし、決めた。じゃあ、それを一枚ください。
男の子は何を買いますか？
Okay, did you get the answer? Naomi sensei, what was the question asking?
男の子は何を買いますか？
What is the boy going to buy?
And the answer was?
1. Choice 1. タオルを買います。
He's going to buy the towel. Now let's quickly run through the conversation. He's looking for a present for his mother, right?
Right. Let's see what he says about each item. When the sales clerk showed him the pen, he said,
いいけどお母さん使うかな。
It's nice, but I wonder if my mom would use it.
Doesn't sound likely, right?
Right.
When the sales clerk showed him the towel, he said,
お母さん、この色好きかな？
I wonder if my mom likes this color.
It also doesn't sound likely. When the sales clerk showed him the bag, he said,
いいですね。本当に軽い。
This is nice. It really is light.
This one sounds more promising.
It sounds like he might choose this one.
そうね。
Lastly, when the sales clerk showed him the umbrella, he said,
傘は去年あげたんです。
I gave one to my mom last year. So it sounds like the likely gift is the bag, right?
Up until now, yes. But you must listen to the last line carefully. He says,
どれをあげようかな。よし、決めた。じゃあ、それを一枚ください。
Which one should I go with?Okay, I've decided. One of these, please. Now, the word for one that he used in Japanese was ichimai.
Right. This is the key word. Remember that mai is a counter used for counting flat objects, like sheets of paper, t-shirts, and towels too.
Right, so that means he was talking about the towel, right? That's pretty tricky.
難しい。
You think the answer is one choice, in this case, the bag.But in the last line, they switch it on you.
Yes, and you must be prepared for these kind of tricky questions on the actual test too.
Like we mentioned, just remember to listen all the way up until the end. Don't get fooled into thinking it's one choice early on in the question.
Okay, now let's move on to the last question.
次の問題を聞いてください。
4番。
正しいグラフはどれですか？
これはインターネットを使って買い物をした人についてのグラフです。2001年と2006年を見てください。2006年は2001年の倍以上になっていますね。2001年は約 10% の人がネットショッピングをしましたが、5年後の2006年には4人に1人、約 25% の人がネットショッピングをしました。ネットショッピングはこれからも どんどんと増えていくでしょう。
正しいグラフはどれですか？
Okay, did you get the answer? Naomi sensei, what was the question asking?
正しいグラフはどれですか? Which graph is correct?
And the correct answer was?
4. Choice 4. The fourth graph.
You need to closely compare the pictures of the graphs to tell the difference. They all look a little bit similar. What were the key words we need to know from the audio?
Well,We are comparing data from year 2001 and year 2006. They said 2006年は2001年の倍以上になっていますね。
The figure from 2006 is more than double that of 2001.
倍以上。This is made up of 倍 and 以上。倍 means
double or twice.
以上 means
more than.
So,倍以上 means
more than double. This 倍 is a really good word to keep in mind since it shows up a lot when discussing figures.
Right. For example, 3倍 would be 3 times as much. 4倍 would be 4 times as much, etc.
Right. So this is really something to keep in mind.
Next, they said 2001年は約 10% の人がネットショッピングをしました。
In 2001, 10% of the population shopped using the internet.
5年後の2006年には4人に1人、約 25% の人がネットショッピングをしました。
5 years later in 2006, 1 in every 4 people, or about 25% of the population shopped using the internet. So 10% and 25%, these are the figures that you needed to know.
In the fourth graph, the number were 10.5% and 24.4%, which are the closest to the numbers given in the audio.
Right. So the answer is graph 4.
どうでしたか?
How did you all do?
じゃあまた。